Hurricane Helene's path of destruction in the mountains of North Carolina devastated one of the region's biggest industries, Christmas tree farming. Allie Rogan has the story of one family operation that overcame obstacles to get its crop to market, including one special tree that ended up in a special White House.
It has a great color. I think it's lush, and it's a nice looking tree.
Standing 20 feet tall and 12 feet wide, this Fraser fir tree grew up in the Blue Ridge Mountains on the Cartner family farm.
Mom and Dad started it in the 50s. Dad and some other pioneers searched out Christmas trees as an alternative, better cash crop.
Trees like this take a generation to grow, destined to be cut down. On this 500-acre farm that Sam Cartner runs with his brothers, it's always bittersweet.
It does strike a chord after you've harvested the trees and you see are stumps. You have to stop and remember what that tree's symbolizing and what it's doing. That tree is going to a family where they can experience family time and joy. They can have faith, hope, and love.
This year, faith, hope, and love were all some neighbors had left after Hurricane Helene hit.
The first time in my lifetime that I have seen mudslides on the farm or any farms. We've lost about 6,000 trees across our farm, and it looks just like those areas over there. That may be about 3,000 to 4,000 in that one spot.
Barren hillsides show where saplings should be growing, but it wasn't just trees that were lost. So too were lives and livelihoods.
Everyone's heard about all the damage and devastation and horrific events, and we've just experienced such great generosity from people all over the United States that have given supplies and water and their time to come in and help strangers they didn't even know.
I think that's been very, very difficult for a lot of these farmers.
Jacob Biba is a reporter for the Asheville Citizen-Times and covered Hurricane Helene's impact on the local economy.
There's pretty much two industries in those areas. It's the Christmas tree industry and then the tourism industry. And Helene devastated the tourism industry. So being able to fall back and rely on Christmas trees is huge for them.
One of the main problems after the storm was getting around. The roads were washed out, making it hard to transport the trees to loading areas. But the farmers and state and county officials went to work.
It really just the spirit they've shown coming together to get their roads fixed up and get the trees out has been pretty amazing to witness.
We harvest between 4 and 5 million Christmas trees annually.
North Carolina is the second largest producer of Christmas trees in the country, selling $144 million worth of Fraser firs in 2022. Jennifer Green runs the state's Christmas Tree Association.
The hurricane hit 4 weeks before harvest season. It made an already stressful time even much more stressful. It's going to be a long time before Western North Carolina is back and fully operational. But, you know, it's going to happen. And honestly, it's happening a lot quicker than I thought in a lot of places. People are very community oriented. And I think that the storm has really brought our communities together.
And now that community pride is taking up most of the blue room at the White House. Sam Cartner's 20-foot tall Fraser fir won the National Christmas Tree Competition.
They were insistent that we find a tree that was about 19 to 20 feet tall, no wider than 12 feet. That was so that they take out the chandelier in the blue room and the tree has to reach up to the chandelier. That's where they bring the electricity from to light the lights.
This year, it's extra special. For the fact that it's coming from our area that was so heavily devastated and that we can send a Christmas tree to the White House to represent Western North Carolina as a gift to the people.
This is the 16th tree from North Carolina to make it to the White House.
We want it to represent all these growers and all these families in the mountains of North Carolina. It's not about the Cartners. It's about what the Christmas tree represents, all those good things.
After this hurricane season, good things made all the better.
I'd say that's perfect.
For PBS News Weekend, I'm Allie Rogan.